Good evening. I'm Anthony Mason. The special counsel got himself a three-star witness. Retired General Michael Flynn pleaded guilty today to lying to the FBI and agreed to cooperate with Robert Mueller. Mueller is investigating Russian interference in the U.S. election, whether anyone in the Trump campaign was involved, and any other crimes he may find along the way, including obstruction of justice. Flynn, the president's first national security advisor, was an advisor to the campaign. He could serve as a guide as investigators look into the Trump team's contacts with Russia before and after the election. Jeff Pagaz begins our coverage.
Michael Flynn arrived at the courthouse this morning to plead guilty to making false statements to the FBI. Once inside, a federal judge asked him if he was doing so willingly and voluntarily. The 58-year-old former lieutenant general answered with a simple, "Yes, sir." According to court papers, Flynn lied to FBI agents about the details of two phone calls he had with then-Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, during the presidential transition. CBS News has learned Flynn was directed to make the first call by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, described in court papers as a very senior member of the transition team. On December 22, 2016, Flynn called Kislyak to urge Russia to delay or defeat a United Nations resolution concerning Israeli settlements. A week later, Flynn spoke to Kislyak again, this time about new sanctions imposed by the Obama administration on Russia. He relayed to the ambassador that the Trump team did not want Russia to escalate the situation. Flynn made that call after consulting with someone court papers identify as a senior transition official. CBS News has learned that was Flynn's deputy, KT McFarland. After the second Kislyak call, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that he would not retaliate for the U.S. sanctions. And President-elect Trump tweeted Putin was very smart.